This Focus with Paul W. Smith podcast is sponsored by Victor's Home Solutions. Visit victors.com, experts in home solutions.
I am so glad that you're hearing Focus with Paul W. Smith on News Talk 760 WJR, the great voice of the Great Lakes. Are you streaming us? All the cool kids are streaming these days, wherever you can stream us from down the block or across the world. And a lot of people are doing it because it's so easy. The quality is so good, too, from anywhere. WJR.com, the WJR app, which I highly recommend, or any number of other ways that you've listened to things on the stream, that we're there and we'll always be there for you. And then, of course, we've got our podcasts at thegreatvoice.com. So if you miss us, if you can't be here noon to 2 or any other time during the day or night, you can still tune in on the podcast and not miss a thing, which is important to us. Greatvoice.com. We've got the team ready and raring to go on this, albeit very cold, 32 degrees, Wednesday, March 20th. It looks like we have to wait till next week to start to see us going into the 50s, but that's not that far away. This is more seasonal weather now that it's spring, of course. It's official first part of spring here, so of course it's freezing. Meanwhile, the team is together and ready to go. Dave Rieger got his tire fixed, and it's working fine. Danielle Mason is here pressing all the buttons and making sure that the strings are all attached. And Rich Luzinski with our WJR traffic and weather first. So, David, I understand you had a screw in your tire and something else.
Yes, a razor blade. Very weird.
A razor blade. Yeah. Now, how weird is that?
Yeah,
and this is not because anybody tried to cut his tire.
That I know of.
That you know of. But, I mean, with a razor blade, I would think it'd be hard to cut a tire.
Yeah.
Tires are pretty thick.
They said it was a razor blade that came out of any sort of, you know, razor blade, you know.
So somebody shaving in their car while they're rushing.
I think more of a razor blade that you would use to cut stuff with, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not like a razor blade that you would use for shaving.
But, I see. Yeah. And did the tire expert who fixed your tire, did he say he'd ever seen a razor blade in a tire before?
Yeah, he said he's seen this before. Yeah. So this is not new, apparently.
No, but you said it almost jokingly. You don't think somebody razor bladed your tire on purpose?
No, I think that I just picked it up somewhere. It just happened to get a razor blade and a screw with it, and pretty close to the same area too.
Hmm. All right, interesting. Very interesting. Yes. We got a lot going on the show today, and also a lot going on tomorrow that has nothing to do with our show. It has all to do with MSU basketball and the March Madness.
Yeah, Michigan State, Mississippi State tomorrow, 12:15 tip, 11 o'clock pregame here on WJR as March Madness begins, although technically last night and tonight, their first four in, but the main tournament starts tomorrow.
And MSU about 12:15, and mm-hmm. then we're keeping an eye on Oakland.
Oakland will be tomorrow
at about
night.
7.
Yep, 7:15 against Kentucky, so... Both local teams going.
Very happy to hear that our program manager, Ann Thomas, has put together a way to play many of the March mm-hmm. Madness games on WJR.
You can hear a lot of them at night, and over the weekend, mm-hmm. a lot of the games.
So that's going to be fun. That's great. And it all starts tomorrow. We'll be back Friday, good Lord willing, doing the show and lots to do, talk about movies. I'm interested in the new Ghostbusters. You know, it's tough to follow, a successful film. And Ghostbusters, that's putting it mildly, that created clubs and people who dress up like the Ghostbusters and do all of that. So you are going to go. I'll be interested to hear in your reaction to the film. Greg will be here, too, obviously, talking about it.
Right,
tomorrow. Breaking news, not such good news for Cam Sutton. What's going on there for our Lions cornerback?
An arrest warrant for Cam Sutton in Florida. I'm not sure if we know much more. then that just had come over. And so we'll have to find out as the story continues.
Let me get veer back to good news. I think this is excellent news, front page of the Detroit News, probably the Free Press as well. There's been a three-year extension for the Detroit Public Schools Community District's Board of Education Superintendent. Man, that's a long title. Nicolai Vidi, who we welcomed in the studio when he first took the job. And we liked him right away. We thought he was a no BS, get to the point, hardworking guy who, by the way, had a very tough job. And I think he's still doing a great job. So I'm thrilled to see that the Board of Education, in fact, was wise and extended Nicolai Vitti's contract to through June 30th, 2028. That's, I think, really good news. They needed stability. They have that stability and good stability with Nicolai. That's good news. More good news. We are going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Andrea Bocelli in concert April 14th at Little Caesars Arena. That's a hot ticket, and that I would love to go see Andrea Bocelli. I'm not eligible to win the contest, but you are, my friends. A little later in this program, between now and 2 o'clock, WJR will be bestowing you, one of our listeners, the right caller when we ask for the call, to see this world-renowned, iconic Italian tenor. Have you seen him on social media a lot? He's been out on Instagram is probably what I check the most. He's been singing with his son, and he's been singing with his daughter. And not surprisingly, they come to it through birth. They're excellent singers as well. Have you seen any of that?
I have seen some of those videos on social media. He's a very talented guy. His whole family, very talented.
Danielle, do you even know who we're talking about?
Yeah, he's like an opera singer. What do you call it?
Yeah, you could call him an opera singer.
I know this one. He goes dun 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 dun. That's the one. That's when he does.
That was very special, Danielle.
Thank
we don't
you.
Often get to hear you perform like that.
No, yeah. I can do lots of things.
Well, we want you to feel at ease to do whatever you want here on the program. We want to see everyone's talent and expand it best we can. So we'll delve into that special ability you have another time.
But, sounds like a great Focus promo that right there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would be a well, I think you're the guy in charge of the promo, so go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it, baby. All right, have you both heard of people singing the praises of intermittent fasting?
Yes, I do it.
Yeah, yeah.
On the daily.
You do it?
On the daily, yep.
Okay, well, you're going to not like this headline. Oh, and I know that every time anyone does anything, there's always going to be somebody who says you should or should not do it. This from Bloomberg News. The safety of intermittent fasting, a popular strategy to lose weight by limiting food intake to certain times, was called into question by a surprise finding from research presented at a medical meeting. Limiting mealtimes to a period of just 8 hours a day was linked to a 91% increase in risk of death from heart disease in the study. 91% is not an insignificant number. Are you speechless or do you not care? Do you believe, Danielle, that you're doing the right thing by doing the intermittent fasting?
Well, my window's more than 8 hours. So it's supposed to be between, like, I think it's 12 and 16 is the best thing that you're not supposed to eat for. So 12 hours I can eat for. So I don't do 8 hours. That's
all right. Let me see this. All right, it addresses that. Lifestyle interventions aimed at weight loss have come under scrutiny as a new generation of drugs, which I think are going to be found years from now as having done a lot of damage. Drugs help people shed pounds. Some doctors question the study's findings, saying they could have been skewed by differences such as underlying heart health between the fasting patients and the comparison group whose members consumed food over a daily period of 12 to 16 hours. So that sounds like you're okay.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So you spread it out. Okay. Well, I've heard a lot of people say that they like it. Like, well, I'll see someone at 3 or 4 in the afternoon to do some work or something, And I go, I'm kind of hungry. I haven't eaten anything today. And they say, well, that's no problem. I do that every day. You're doing intermittent fasting. I said, well, not on purpose.
Sounds like you'll be hearing from many of Danielle's talents for a long time.
Yes, that's right. She's going to live a long life, and she's younger than all of us by decades. And you both have a birthday coming up. You celebrate your birthday on the same day. What are the odds? That's what I want to know. What are the odds? Two people randomly working on a great radio program, if I do say so myself, because of the team. And your birthday's coming up. We'll celebrate it on the air. And we'll celebrate this day on Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR. Are you streaming us yet? Remember, all the cool kids are streaming as we continue on WJR. Well, here we go again. It's embarrassing, frankly. I mean, this is not the first and only time that the guys and gals in Washington that we have hired to run our country and look out for us and do good things have screwed up. I mean, to be in a position again where we've been worried about being on the cliff, on the edge of the government shutting down again and putting in fixes at last 15, 20 minutes or so, it seems. Now there's a fix supposedly in that could actually take us through the year. At least that's what I'm hearing. But to find out for sure, the guy who's following this, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, as Congress announces a deal to avoid a shutdown and resolving a homeland security dispute that apparently was in the middle of it. But again, to find out what's really going on, with what's been revealed so far. Ryan Schmelz, always great to have you here on Focus with Paul W. Smith.
Well, of course. Always great to be on, Paul. How are you?
I am excellent. I mean, it's just annoying that we have these things coming up. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. We had this concern again about the government being shut down. At that time, they came up with fixes that literally lasted a week or three or whatever.
Yeah.
But now it looks like they may be finalizing something that will take us through the year, I guess.
Right. So they passed a short gap spending bill in early March to avoid the government shutdown. They did that for about a week, and then they did finish the first half of the full budget for the next fiscal year, which is funding half the government until late September when the fiscal year comes to an end. Then they had to once again go up against the clock over the next 2 weeks to finish the next half of those spending bills. But, you know, there were some contentious issues in there, like the Department of Homeland Security, which ended up being the one that took the longest to accomplish. And that was kind of the holdup and why we still haven't seen the bill text yet. But, you know, the White House and the Speaker were able to negotiate something where we're hearing different policy victories, like an increase in ICE beds for detaining people who come to the country illegally, some other things like that. We really have to wait for the bill text to see what they truly are and see how the speaker discusses it. But, you know, when it comes to some of these other things, we still have to wait to see what the bill text looks like. And of course, there's going to be a big talk about whether or not they're going to have a vote Friday or give, you know, members enough time to read the bill.
Why would they want to read the bill? These guys vote on things they haven't read. I'll never forget the famous statement. Yeah. It might have been Nancy Pelosi. I'm not sure.
It said, yeah, we had to pass something and know it's in it. That was Obamacare. Yeah.
It was come. You wonder if they hear themselves when they say these things. I don't know.
Well, keep in mind, Paul, this is something that Speaker Johnson has said is a goal of his, which he wants to break the omnibus fever, which is the idea that they put out a spending bill that funds the government for a significant amount of time, and they do it right before a government shutdown deadline. He wanted to break that up. Now, he hasn't completely broken it up because they're passing what would be considered a minibus with all these spending bills kind of packaged together. But he thinks this is kind of a good start and a fresh start for doing Congress in regular order and passing a budget in regular order. And he hopes this is just the beginning.
Can you tell me, we're spending time with Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire, Ryan Schmelz. Can you remind me again, fill us in on what the problem was that they apparently resolved regarding Homeland Security?
We don't know. I do not know specifically what they are. It seems like it was just, you know, what they want the policy to look like, how they want Homeland Security to prioritize its money and its funding. So So I think it was just that. They really kind of kept this behind closed doors and tight-lipped because it's a negotiation, and they don't want that getting out there.
Fascinating. It really is. And now what is being said, even though we don't know what's in this bill and they haven't revealed what's in it that made people say, okay, we'll vote for it, we're now told, at least in this story I have, that the hard right members are widely expected to vote against the package, but their votes aren't necessary to create the bipartisan coalition necessary to pass